next public hearing is subdivision 2006-30, Gosley Manor LLC.
This is an application to consider the subdivision of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, dividing 13.54 acres into 29 lots within the environmentally sensitive developing district overlay zone, located southwest at the southwest corner of the intersection of Road 285A and Road 277. This application has been reviewed by the Technical Advisory Committee, and I would ask Mr. Abbott if he has any additional comments.
Mr. Chairman, the applicant submitted an exhibit booklet. Each of you received a copy of that. That'll be made a part of the record. As Mr. Lennox stated, this application was reviewed by the TAC committee. We requested comments by January 24th of this year. They will all be made a part of the record, and we received three letters from a Kevin Cross, Lucinda, and Peter Eisel, and Randy Mall. They were all in opposition to this application, and they basically referenced traffic congestion and questioned the type of septic systems in the area. I've passed a copy of those down for your review, and they'll each be made a part of the record. That's all I have, unless you have any questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. And the chair recognizes Mr. Fuqua.
Good evening, gentlemen. For the record, by the way, the sound wasn't working on the internet tonight. Well, you wouldn't know that, but
it was supposed to be corrected earlier this week.
Uh-oh. Wasn't sound at all now, huh?
No sound at all.
I'm just curious, could you get pictures?
Yeah, the pictures were all working fine, but there was no sound. Okay. Just for the record.
Which record?
My name is Jim Fuqua. I'm an attorney here in Georgetown. I represent the applicant, Gosley Manor LLC. With me, Jason Palkowitz here from McCrone, and Frank Key representing the applicant. There was an exhibit book submitted, which I think you gentlemen have a copy of. It contains a development summary, a Section 999C report, a zoning report, an environmentally sensitive development report, and some maps. In addition, there's copies of the Army Corps of Engineer wetland delineation approval, a cultural resource study, water and sewer information, and a phase one environmental site assessment. Those studies were actually done for a much larger parcel of land, of which this was a piece, and I'm sure you remember that as the Marine Farm application that you heard a few years ago. The Marine Farm application actually contained 373 acres. It was approved as an MRRPC, containing a mixture of 630 residential units. The application before you tonight is for a 13.5-acre subdivision, proposed to contain 29 acres. This 13-acre parcel was actually originally part of the original Marine Farm lands that were purchased. But this was not included in the Marine Farm application because it's physically separated from the bulk of the Marine Farm land by the Gosley Mill Pond and the adjacent wetlands. And just for reference, the Marine Farm parcel is located up in here, and the Gosley Mill Pond comes down here, and associated wetlands are in here. So it's physically separated. There could be no internal road connection. You'd have to go out on the county road to get to this piece, and it was deemed at the time that Marine Farm was done that just didn't really fit in with the bulk of the development, so it was not included in that. Also, just for reference, the piece to the north of this site is also a piece you're familiar with that was part of the original Marine Farm application, but it was excluded from the Marine Farm, and it was approved by the county council as a conditional use for the Southern Delaware Therapeutic and Recreational Equestrian Group, which you might require that remember that from about a year ago. They're going to have a facility at that site. This 13-acre parcel is located at the southwest intersection of Robbinsville Road and Jimtown Road. The 13.5-acre site is zoned AR, and no rezoning is requested. As you know, one of the purposes of and one of the permitted uses in the AR zone is single-family detached residential lots. The Gosley Manor subdivision will be served by a central river system for both domestic use and fire protection, and that would be provided by Tidewater Utilities, who is providing water to the Marine Farm development. A central sewer will be provided through interconnection with the wastewater and disposal facility at the Marine Farm. And the Marine Farm is now known as the Coastal Club. The name has changed. The land itself, the 13 acres, is within the Inland Bays planning area for sewer service. And if and when the county system is available, a tie into the county sewer district would be required by the county. And of course, this system, as with Marine Farm, will be built to the county engineering department standards. Now, as I mentioned, this piece was part of the original purchase of the Marine Farm lands, and there's a utility easement that actually has already been created and currently exists to connect this site to the Marine Farm treatment plant by way of a on-site pumping station. And the easement comes across other lands and connects up to the site over here. The when the wastewater treatment facility was designed for the Marine Farm site, it was planned and designed to include this parcel for treatment. As well, again, as you'll recall, also Jimtown area, which was also included as a condition to be served by the Marine Farm site. So the capacity is available in that planned facility. Under the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, this land is located in the environmentally sensitive development area, which is a designated growth area under the comp plan. The comp plan recommended that in the environmentally sensitive development zone, clustering of lot sizes to 7,500 square feet be permitted if central sewer was utilized. That recommendation was implemented by the adoption of the environmentally sensitive development district overlay zone ordinance. And that ordinance does permit clustering of lot sizes to 7,500 square feet if central sewer and central water is provided. And that ordinance also provides that the number of lots permitted is based on the underlying zoning, which in our case, of course, would be AR zoning. Now, this 13.5 acre parcel permits by its underlying zoning 29 lots, which is the number of lots we're requesting. The clustering of lot size to smaller lots creates 5 acres of open space, which is made up of buffers, recreational areas, and conservation areas. And that open space would comprise approximately 37.5% of the site. A wetland delineation was done by Ed LeMay of Environmental Resources. That wetland delineation was approved by the Army Corps of Engineers. A copy of that letter is in the booklet. There are no wetlands located within any lot lines, and there's actually no wetlands located on the 13.5 acre site. The wetland line is actually the boundary line of this site, so there are no wetlands on the site. And in fact, the closest lot line for any of the residential lots is 120 feet from the 404 wetland line. So there is no lot closer than 120 feet to the wetlands. Again, none of the lots are located in a flood zone. The site is in the Cape Henlopen School District and in the service area of the Lewis Fire Department. Utilities, other than the sewer and water, electric would be provided by Delaware Electric Co-op, telephone by Verizon, and cable by Comcast, which the school district, the fire service, and the utilities are all the same servers as with Marine Farm. Shopping, services, and medical facilities are located nearby on Route 1 and in the Lewis area. And in fact, the site is only 1 mile from Plantation Road going down Robbinsville Road. A traffic impact study was not required due to the small size of the subdivision, 29 lots. One entrance is proposed on Robbinsville Road. There's no entrance proposed for Jimtown Road. The streets will be private, but the county standards. Additional right-of-way will be dedicated as required by DelDOT along both of the road frontage roads in order to provide a 30-foot right-of-way from the center line of those roads. And in addition, a 15-foot right-of-way for a future pedestrian bike path would also be dedicated. And I'll show you in a second that there are buffers located along the road in which these areas can be located. All lot owners will be required to be members of a homeowners association. That association will be responsible for the enforcement of restrictions, collection of assessments, and the maintenance of all the common areas. The site is located in a growth zone, as I mentioned, under the comp plan. The proposed development, we believe, is compatible with numerous other residential developments approved in the area. And let's refer to this aerial map. Our site is shown right here. It's Jimtown Road here, Robbinsville Road coming here down to Plantation Road. Directly across from our site is Holly Pines, which is an older development. Again, pretty much across from their site is the estates at Bridal Ridge. And to the west of our site on Robbinsville Road is the retreat at Love Creek, which is located right here. Going east on Robbinsville Road, Goslin Creek Purchase is located right here, and the Seawood Estates is located right here. And then, of course, directly to the west of this site is the approved marine farm, now called Coastal Club, which is located right here. As to the...
Mr. Fuqua, if you could just... can you tilt it a little bit just so some of the folks in the audience can see?
I'm sitting right here.
Oh, okay.
I couldn't see what he was pointing at.
Yeah, all right.
I couldn't see what you were doing with your hand.
Well, I was just pointing to the developments that I need. I'm pointing to the site plan now, which is here. It might be easier if you guys just keep it right there so you can see it. The site plan itself, as I mentioned, there's one entrance on Robbinsville Road right here. The streets will be private. There's no interconnection to Marine Farm because, as I mentioned, this is the Goslin Mill Pond area back here in wetlands, so there is no interconnection. There's 30-foot buffers which will be provided along the adjacent properties, which is along here. Here. There's also buffers provided along Jimtown Road as well as Robbinsville Road. And as I said, there will be some additional dedication there to the actual road. There's extensive open space for, as I said, recreation and conservation use. The proposal is to have a park area right here that would contain a playground, tot lot type facility, a gathering area with benches, some type of a shade feature, and basically playing field. The rest of this area here would remain wooded. It would not be cleared with the exception of the recreation area and, of course, the stormwater management area. There is a utility lot located right here, and that would be the pumping station for the sewer transmission. All lots front on internal streets, no lots front on any county roads. As I mentioned, the buffer space would remain in a wooded condition, which would create buffers along Jimtown Road as well as the neighboring properties. Street lights would be provided within the development. Sidewalks are proposed on one side of the street. Again, it's really just one big loop street here, and a sidewalk is proposed, what I would call the outer side of the street, which would be around here. School bus stop is not shown on the plan. That the intention would be to coordinate that with the school district. And again, there is a 30-foot buffer provided out here, so there's ample room to locate that. All of the lots meet the 7,500 square foot minimum requirement, and in fact, I think the lots all are approximately 9,000 to 10,000 square feet. There's a few that might be a bit larger than that. I don't think there's any under 9,000. The exhibit book that was submitted to you, we provided in there, as I mentioned, a summary of the 999C considerations and also a environmentally sensitive district overlay report, which is required in the environmentally sensitive district. With your permission, I'll just refer to those rather than repeat those, and I'll leave those for your reference. I do have proposed conditions and findings of facts, which I'll submit to Mr. Lang. He would provide them to you for your consideration. And basically, what we're proposing here is what we believe is a appropriately small subdivision. There's other larger residential developments located nearby. The site is in a growth zone under a comprehensive plan where growth is directed. It'll be served by central water and sewer, which is on the adjacent property. And we believe that this is an appropriate request in compliance with all applicable ordinances. And gentlemen, that concludes my presentation, other than us trying to answer any questions you might have.
All right, sir, we thank you. And if you'll stand by, we'll see if anyone has any questions for you. And we'll start with Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Fuqua. I think I understand the application. A couple of things you mentioned, there wasn't going to be on your site plan a provision for a bus stop as it is now, but you would work with the governing people to do so.
There will be a school bus stop. It's not shown in the plan, and we'll coordinate that with the school district wherever they want to put it. But there is, as I said, a 30-foot buffer provided on our site, so there's ample room to place it there.
On the, I guess a question for you, and going through your exhibit book, there's a section there that references a deed with cemetery exception. An explanation of that, if you would, please.
Yeah, as I mentioned, the all of the land that was purchased was subject to those studies, the wetland studies, the cultural study, the environmental studies. So that reference is actually to the entire marine farm site, of which this was part of that original purchase. The cemeteries were dealt with in the marine farm application. They're not on this site.
Thank you. Was there any thought to a stub street? You'd mentioned about no connectivity, but going, I guess, to the west, there's land that possibly could be at some point developed.
That would be over on this side?
Down at the bottom, I suppose.
Down on the side?
Yes. Maybe to the south.
Yeah, it could be done by sliding the lots down. I don't think in this case, I don't think it would serve any purpose because both those subdivisions, if that other property is ever developed, it also would enter onto Robbinsville Road, and I don't know what purpose would be served by going through the other development, as well as the question we've talked about before, and that is if these are private roads, you know, whether they can be open to public use or should be open to public use. But to answer your question, it could be done.
And I guess a question for Jason. I'm sorry, I didn't get to write your last name down.
Jason's fine.
I'm called worse.
Yes.
She's going back with it.
Do you see any, I don't know what the best word to use. Of lots 23, 24, 28, and 29, maybe any disagreeable aesthetics that would the placing of those lots there negatively impact the lots 20 through 22 and 25 through 27 by sort of being in their backyards and front yards? Seems like a nice area to have a...
You have to give us your name, please.
Jason Halquist with McCrone Incorporated.
Any negatives? No, because there's some larger lots there. Those are 10,000 to 11,000 square foot range on the perimeter, the six on the outside. What we could try to do, and this is in the engineering effort, is keep the ground undisturbed in there, maybe keep some boughs and hedges of trees in there. There's existing trees there right now. Keep some trees along those property lines as natural wood boughs. We're showing the move right now because we don't know that we can do that from a grading standpoint. That is something we're definitely going to try to do.
Somewhere in this material, I guess, now that you mention it, you probably give a percentage of the trees that would be left undisturbed.
Correct.
About 25% is undisturbed.
Correct.
Undisturbed. That would be probably forming the buffer.
That's the buffer in the conservation area and the open space area, except where it's cleared. The site's wooded with, it had been cut over at some point in time, and obviously a large degree, 75% of that would be removed for the development.
Probably a clear cut within the level of, what's the difficulty of trying to preserve those wooded hedgerows?
Well, the difficulty would be drainage, to make sure that the lots drain properly to the stormwater system and then to the pond. Typically, when you design these and engineer these, you have a crown in your lot, your front drains to the front, your back drains to the back, and you create a natural low point in the back of your lot. That being a low point would tend it to be in cut, which means it would be difficult to keep the trees. But we have done in some cases where the lots drain forward. If we can do that in this case and get these lots low, the road low enough, we'll be able to keep trees along the backs of 23, 24, 28, and 29 in that area.
Do you see drainage issues then on those lots 23, 24, 28, and 29?
No.
I think it would just be the normal grading that would be done for any development.
In which of these figures, here it is, I just turned to it, it's the... Figure 14, you do have the environmental site assessment. All right. I've not had time to review this, so I don't have any other questions at this time, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, Mr. Gordy.
Mr. Smith asked most of mine. I just have one that the buffer along Robinsonville Road, how wide is that between the buffer and the lot lines?
Along here?
Yeah, all the way down, yeah.
30 foot.
30 foot.
Correct.
It'd be landscaped.
Yes.
We'll try to maintain existing trees. Right.
And in fact, it's intended to keep the existing conditions there. Okay. Maybe with cleaning out some of the, you know, junk.
Oh, I have.
All right, sir. Mr. Lang.
Could you go over the recreational amenities again, please?
What's being proposed is a playground, a top lot type facility, a gathering area, and this hasn't really been totally fleshed out in terms of what it would be, but benches, picnic tables, and some type of shade structure, you know, not a building, but a shade feature is any way I can describe it. Something with a roof on it that you can get out of the sun in. It would be an area, a playing field area.
Pavilion, maybe?
A pavilion, there you go, that's what I was trying to think of. And a playing field area. At this point, there's no intention of putting in anything beyond that. The idea was to leave it and see what the market really wants in there. If this is more of a older community or a retired community, the basketball court or tennis court may not be feasible. We anticipate, you know, people might have grandchildren there, so the tot lot would be appropriate. And then leave the rest for, you know, playing fields and things like that.
Yeah, but it'd only be for those 29 lots.
Oh yeah. This has no interconnection to Marine Farm or Coastal Club.
All right, sir. Mr. Katz?
No additional questions.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Mr. Robinson?
No additional questions. All mine were answered. Thank you.
All right, sir.
Well, we thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Take a seat. We'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2006-30 Gosley Manor LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2006-30? Okay, we'll start, sir, with you in the front, and then we'll work our way, yes, down behind you there.
Good evening. My name is Ron Wallace. I live on 18754 Robertsonville Road. I own property on two sides of this development. I'm strictly opposed to it for one thing, the roadway. That is two developments been approved just down the road from me. Now this one's group is possible to be approved, and there's been nothing done to the road in 40 or 50 years other than blacktop it. And we all got to get out, and it's just too much traffic. And also, I never go on record, but there's been six generations of the family that's hunted on this adjacent land to it. And I have a family shooting range, and five generations of my family have shot there. And I just wanted to go on record if this is approved, and I don't want these people to come along after we get in there and try to shut this down.
Mr. Walls, if you could, where, just on the map.
What was that again?
Oh, if you could just show us where the shooting range is in relation, just so we kind of have an idea.
Right in here.
Okay.
Here, in that corner.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, starting in the back here.
My name is Cindy Oso, and I live on 18609 Robinsonville Road, because it's actually on Robinsonville Road, not Robinsonville Road. I just feel that everyone sitting in front of me owes the residents on Robinsonville Road a break. We've been sitting in many meetings with DelDOT talking about the Western Parkway because of all the red plots over there that have been okayed for development. Robinsonville Road cannot handle any more traffic. I mean, because of the postal laws, my mailbox is across the street. I mean, that is such a danger, I can barely go to my mailbox. 29 homes. That means 58 additional cars traveling on Robinsonville Road. I just feel that someone owes us a break. We don't have the infrastructure for the roads to support this type of development. It has to stop until DelDOT can get caught up. I mean, they don't even know where they're putting in this Western Parkway. They know they need it. They know they need your help to help them, and it just boggles my mind that all this is, it's like a train that's just going nonstop, and it continues to get this momentum. And DelDOT cannot catch up. They don't have the money. And it's just the little bit that you guys can do for us. Because, I mean, now, yeah, they own the marine farm. The land doesn't perk. It's already the Department of Natural Resources before Marine Farm, and they're going to put this big development in and put their own sewer plant in. It didn't perk, so the people couldn't develop it. So now all of a sudden, he's got the land behind it, so that gives the property the ability to perk. Well, I can hardly wait when they bulldoze down all the trees and see what kind of drainage problems they have. I mean, I'm not an engineer, so I don't know, but I just think with the amount of wetlands, the trees that they're removing, I mean, maybe they know, but I just don't know that they're God and that they really know that.
I know that they're not God.
I have been in many meetings with DelDOT. and they've come to us, they're going to, you know, they want to take this part, they want to take that part. And I have a real problem with me being a landowner. I'm the third generation on that road. I have a problem with DelDOT wanting to take part of our land to accommodate people that have not even built yet. It's just not fair. And I don't agree with the Western Parkway anyway, because all it does is dump traffic down to areas that already have a problem. And I just wish that you would listen to us and listen to the amount of traffic that's already on these roads, and it's just not needed. It's not fair. It's unsafe. Talking about school buses, people can't even get into their developments because people are going left side of the road to pass. I'm sure you could ask Mr. Walls how many times people go to pass him. It's a disaster waiting to happen. I mean, I live there. My grandparents live there. The amount of accidents I've seen on that road are just tremendous. There's no side of the road. There's no bike lane. There's just nothing. It's marked with the yellow, but I don't even think they have enough room to put white on the other side because the road's not wide enough. And I just think we're just owed something in that area because we're just a cut through to Plantations Road. We're a cut through to get away from the traffic for Route 1 in the summer, the winter, whatever it is. It's just not fair. And I just wish you would listen to us and just think about the amount of traffic that's been added to that road and that's already going to come that we can't even stop now because it's already on the books. And I just think you have the opportunity to help us now, and I just wish you would listen. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, who's next?
Hi, my name is Rosalyn Allen Eccles, and I have interest in a property on Jimtown Road, off of Jimtown Road. And I needed to ask Mr. Key if there is an easement of any kind that can be used as a road to Jimtown Road.
Okay, we'll find out.
Okay.
So I understand your question. Is it an easement that would connect with one of these streets to Jimtown Road? Is that
any type of easement that would end up on Jimtown Road?
Okay. You're talking about traffic, or you're talking about sewer lined or water lined, or
any type of easement that could be used as a road to connect to Jimtown Road.
Could be used as a road. Okay.
Yep. Initially, as Mr. Fuqua stated, there were 20 homes that were part of the initial application for Marine Farm that were taken off of Jimtown Road. And then there was this horseback riding facility that was placed there that's going to have like 4 events per year, generating like 200 people coming into the neighborhood to go to these events, 200. There were 20 homes. Now on this application, that's not been connected with Marine Farm, there are now 29 homes. I'd like to see, personally, if it is approved, I'd like to see it reduced, the number of homes reduced, because not only are they now having a horseback riding facility generating a whole bunch of traffic, now they have 9 more homes than the initial application when it was Marine Farm. I know it's down further, but the difference is the same. There are 9 more homes than initially that they were trying to get. And this, it just keeps coming back. The application just has more lives than, you know, I've never seen anything like this. I obviously am not familiar with this process where there are certain conditions that have to be met by a developer to pass to get through a development, and then it keeps coming back again. So everything that they asked for and didn't get, not only are they getting that, but more. I know Mr. Key will state that it's in an upland and not a wetland. After speaking to folks in Deneraq, I know it's a part of the wetland system, and it's by a waterway. Everyone has a lot of concerns about phosphorus and nitrogen going back into the waterways and eventually working their way through the water systems into the bay. It's not just a matter of the farmlands putting nitrogen and phosphorus into the waterways, but it's also the cumulative effect of all of the developments putting nitrogen, phosphorus, and other chemicals runoff that aren't measured by the state back into the waterways. Mr. Fuqua didn't state what the Cape and Lopen School District had to say, and I have not seen the PLUS process about what they had to say about how it may or may not burden this Cape and Lopen school system, and I'd like to hear, you know, the answer from the school district about the effect on the school system with more children coming into the school. DelDOT had stated that they would not widen Jimtown Road, but pave the existing road, which was 16 to 18 feet. They have now laid chip on the road, and it is now 22 feet, which is not what was stated in the original agreement. It was only supposed to be 20 feet, and that was written and approved. Now, we're hearing something new about a 15-foot bike path, and I'm wondering if that is in the development, or if the road, the right-of-way, is being widened down Jimtown Road to accommodate a multi-use path, which would put us right back to one of the original problems that we had with Marine Farm. So I'm wondering how far down this pathway is going down Jimtown Road. And I was wondering if you could ask them, so possibly we could hear that now.
Absolutely. Wherever you're, when you're done, we'll ask them to come up and address all the things that you've mentioned.
We heard that there was a 30-foot buffer between the houses and the waterway. Mr. Fuqua stated it a number of times, but he never mentioned what the buffer was between Jimtown Road and the development. He said 30 feet. He kept talking about the 30 feet, but he never mentioned what it was on the Jimtown Road side. And I'd like to know the answer to that.
Okay.
He mentioned the addition of additional allocation, or sorry, I'm having difficulty reading my own writing, but you mentioned an addition to the road, and I'm wondering, what does that mean, the addition to the road? Does that mean that there's going to be, I know there's a right-of-way, but what else is in the right-of-way? I'd like to know that, and how far it extends into the town. Removing 75% of the trees and in an environmentally sensitive area. And we're talking about not just wetlands, but a wetland system. There are animals there. They talk about cleaning out and cleaning it out. But what they're cleaning out is not just underbrush, it's wildlife habitat, which means that the animals will be displaced and have to have somewhere else to go. That means they will probably, as they have all over the country, when there's too much development, end up in people's yards. Animals that you wouldn't normally have in your yard rummaging for food because their natural habitat has been removed. It seems like, you know, planting a buffer and removing trees as a natural buffer. I know they said they were going to keep some of it, but 75% of the trees in a wetland system is significant in its ability to actually help with purifying the nutrients and phosphorus that go out into the inland bays, that work their ways into the inland bays. My last thing is the parkway. I know that DelDOT has been working, trying to work with County Council on the placement of the parkway. There are several existing plans that show the parkway going through this proposed development. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering if the planning and zoning is taking that into account when they approve or disapprove this development, if you'll take that into account, because there is no more land for this to go through other than Marine Farm or someone trying to take it through the town of Jimtown. As everyone else has stated, they've been in the town, they've had generations in the town. We have lived in that town for 300 years, easy. For someone to not understand the significance of a group of people who had absolutely no rights, that to have that achievement, that you know, to be in a place for 300 years, and then to have it jeopardized by people developing, and then a highway pressing down on us, and people taking away the land around us. It may not seem like anything to some people, but it's a lot to the people who've been there. I just hope people take that into consideration, that we are the people who helped to make this place somewhere where people want to come to live. And I hope that this time planning and zoning says no to this particular development, for the mere fact that in addition to having the horseback riding facility on Jimtown Road, we now have 29 more homes, 200 people coming to this horseback riding facility, and then all these additional cars and the 630 homes on the other side of us. I hope that someone says no to this particular application. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Fuquay, would you be kind enough to address the lady's concerns?
One question was, is there an easement to Jimtown Road? And let me rephrase that. An easement would be something specifically showing a possible way to get there. There's no easement. But the bigger question is, can there be any access to Jimtown Road from this development? I think that's what your concern is, for vehicles. All right. The site plan that we're showing here, this is a site plan that's presented to the county. It shows no access to Jimtown Road. So there could be no access provided here without the county coming back and changing that. Nothing's being requested, so we cannot have any access for vehicles to Jimtown Road. I'd ask Mr. Robertson if that's correct.
Yeah, from the site plan that's submitted, you know, right, you wouldn't have not, DelDOT is the other hurdle. I don't think DelDOT would allow it. They've obviously, or they will have signed off on the entrance at some point if this is approved. I don't know what discussions you've had with DelDOT.
But we're not asking for one. Our site plan doesn't show one. We'd have to come back to the Planning Commission if we wanted to do that. I would say we don't want to do that.
I'm sorry, I missed.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, no, I was saying that the site plan that they've submitted does not show an entrance, vehicle access, or anything between this project and Jimtown Road. And so, as Mr. Fuquay said, they'd have to come back to the county for a revision of the site plan to do that. But I suspect they'd have another hurdle. They'd also have to get approval from DelDOT for it as well.
Again, stress. We don't want to do that. We don't plan on doing that.
Right.
Another question was about the road dedication. In the TAC minutes, the TAC is a committee meeting of the who review site plans. DelDOT comments on that. DelDOT requested that this site dedicate enough land so that the right of way for both the roads, Jimtown Road as well as the Robbinsville Road, was it Robinsonville Road? It's on these plans as Robbinsville Road. that the right-of-way from the center line be 30 feet on both those roads, and to the extent it wasn't 30 feet, we were to dedicate that. That's a delta requirement. That's nothing to do with what we're planning anything or working a road or anything else. Delta wanted that right-of-way. No, this, the only thing this deals with is our property lines. So it would be from the property line with Mr. Walls here down to the intersection and then down Jimtown Road to the end of this property line right there. Just that.
Not to the fourth
floor. No. And I don't recall what requirements they had there. They might have had a similar requirement, but this is just down to that point right there. In addition, they wanted a 15-foot dedication for a possible path. Okay? Again, this is just a right-of-way dedication to them that they have that. Or Mr. Key is saying I'm not right.
Yeah, it's Frank Key with Caldera Properties. It's actually an on-site 15-foot easement on the property within the 30-foot setback. It's not a dedication of right-of-way.
Okay, it's a 15-foot easement on our property.
Correct.
Okay, so that 15 feet would actually be on our property. You asked a question about, I mentioned that buffer along the road. Over on Jimtown Road, as you can see on this plan, the closest lots to Jimtown Road, I would say, would be
to the current right-of-way. It's about 35 feet, because this line right here is a 30-foot setback from the existing right-of-way, so if this thing gets 5 foot wider, it'll be 30 foot minimum to that property corner. Everywhere else will be greater.
And all of the area along Jimtown Road would remain wooded.
Right? Naturally so.
The condition it's in now, as I said, except for some selected clearing to clean it up a little bit, because some of it's pretty much overgrown. But that would remain with the wood that's already there, the trees that are already there.
Mr. Fuqua.
I was going to say, Mr. Smith brings up a good point. With the rules, we're supposed to be asking questions this way, not to give. I know it's helpful, but we're
answering your question.
I know.
And the mic picks up better facing.
Yeah.
Rather than behind you.
Okay.
It's
just the way that.
The Jimtown Road buffer. The wetlands, there are no wetlands on this site, as I mentioned. The parkway, that's a DelDOT project that everyone has to deal with. I mean, it's a DelDOT decision. I will say that parkway, I've seen that parkway within a 3-mile ribbon. So I've seen it all over the place, because I've been involved in several developments, and that parkway has shown up 3 miles at different locations along that area. So I don't know what that is with that. With the trees, I mean, the fact is, if a tree is removed, that is unfortunate, but you cannot develop without removing trees. And everybody who has a lot, everybody has a house, probably a tree is removed from that lot before their home was built. This site, again, is in the development zone. It's in the area, it's appropriate for development, and that is one of the things that happens when there is development. But we are saving all of the trees in the buffer areas and in the open space areas that we can to leave it in that state. So I think that answers the questions that Mrs. Eccles asked.
Bike path. No, you covered that one, I think.
Yeah, the bike path, or Mr. Key's correcting, that's on our property.
Okay, is there anyone else would like to speak in opposition? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We thank you for being with us this evening. We invite you to remain with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.